Welcome to the show, Danielle.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. So your book, The Long Shining Waters, is the result of you wanting to write about Lake Superior. What is it about the lake that made you want to write about it?
Well, as this listening audience well knows, Lake Superior is an undeniable presence. For me, it's unlike any other body of water that I've ever known. So powerful and so haunting and also so mysterious. So The Long Shining Waters was my attempt to explore the question, what is it about Lake Superior that makes it feel the way that it does?
And that is a huge question that I bet many of us think about a lot.
Yes.
So what have you discovered through writing this book?
Well, there have been a million discoveries. I learned so much, though I have to say Lake Superior's mystery in its deepest sense, of course, remains one. In the book, there are three storylines, and each is set in a different time period. There's the 1622, which is an Ojibwe family, 1902, which is a couple fishing on the North Shore, and bar owner in Superior, Wisconsin, in the year 2000. And there's also a fourth voice that weaves through the narrative. So there was much to discover.
That sounds fascinating, intertwining those three stories that are set far apart in time. What kind of research went into writing this?
Quite a bit. When I think back on the research, I really see it in two parts. The beginning of the project, I just read everything I could find that had anything to do with the lake. It took about a year and a half. I was reading, kind of not knowing what I was doing until some person told me, well, Danielle, you're just informing your sensibilities. And I went, oh, okay, great. But once the time periods became clear that I was going to write about and the characters, then the research got more focused. A lot of it was still reading, but historical societies, museums. And I did a lot of hands-on things. I conducted interviews, drove around the lake. I met with scientists and boat captains. I met a guy who does herring fishing in basically the same way my character did in 1902. So he has a motor on his skiff. So I went herring fishing. It was quite an adventure.
That sounds wonderful. Sounds like a lot went into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that many portions of The Long Shining Waters were written near Grand Marais. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, that is true. And I'm so happy to have my first reading on the lake be near Grand Marais. I wrote in a cabin not far from there. I'd rent it for a month at a time, spend most of the day writing, did a lot of hiking up on the Lake Superior hiking trail, had some crazy adventures with moose up on Mount Laveau.
Oh.
But I'd come into Grand Marais for the co-op and the laundromat and the library. And then because they were such long writing stints, sometimes I just wanted to be around people. So I'd come in the evening and met lots of wonderful people just hanging out in town.
Oh, that's terrific. So you're doing this reading at Drury Lane next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, from 5
yes.
to 6:30. Is that correct?
Yes.
So what can people expect at the reading?
I think what's going to happen, supposedly it's outside around a campfire, which would be lovely if the weather permits. I will read and then answer questions. Hopefully there'll be some discussion.
Okay. Well, that sounds terrific. Anything else you'd like to add, Danielle?
No, I just hope folks come on out for it. You know, given that Lake Superior is at the heart of our lives, those of us who live on it, I think it could be an evening of some passionate discussion. So I'm looking forward to seeing people coming up.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Anne.